Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you brush your teeth yet this morning? I sure hope so if you're out moving through the world. Ooh. That's one of the things when Brayson would have friends sleep over and their kids and their boys.
Dude, yes.
In the morning, you know, you got the pancakes going, get the donuts. And I would ask, everybody brush their teeth? And half of the kids would be like, no, I didn't bring a toothbrush. Well, don't worry, kids. I have extras. Because we're not going to be talking here in the kitchen if we're not brushing our teeth.
You told like 16-year-olds you gave them...
Oh, I constantly, when I would go to... We talked about this before. When I go to the dentist, I'd say, can I have extras? I'd always have extra toothbrushes.
My dentist didn't give me extra toothbrushes, but those boys, I'd be like, oh, my God.
No, you give them the extra toothbrushes.
You just breathe in here. It's nasty.
I said, your mom will thank me. Here you go. Ooh. Here's a toothbrush. All right, it's time for your 3 must-hear clips of the day, and we're talking about teeth brushing.
Number 3.
Because Ed Sheeran has put out a new song, and it's a good song for the kids, especially if you want to get them all excited about brushing their teeth. Take a listen to this song that he wrote for third graders.
Brushing my teeth. Yeah, yeah. I might be singing that later tonight when I go to bed. What are you doing in the bathroom?
Well, but also... Kind of easy to sing it while you have the toothbrush in your mouth. I'm brushing my teeth.
Is it really?
Okay, I'm brushing my teeth.
Number 2.
That's always when the dental hygienist wants to talk to you, too.
It's kind of like the wait staff at a restaurant. Everything okay?
My mouth is full.
Why do you always do that when my mouth is full?
Hey, moving along here. This is kind of shocking. Maya Rudolph, you know her from movies and obviously from SNL. She was on with Seth Meyers. And she was talking about how she never actually watched Saturday Night Live until she watched the episode where her friend Amy Poehler was recently hosting.
Oh,
like, can
really?
You believe that?
I've actually never watched the show before. That was the first time I've ever watched the show and not been in the show.
Wow. So what was the experience? Do you think it's going to work as a show?
I think it needs a little more time.
Yeah.
That's crazy that she's never watched. It's kind of like Dave Coulier had an interview and said, I've never watched Full House. I don't want to watch myself. I've never watched an episode. What?
No, I can understand that if you're in it, you don't maybe necessarily want to watch yourself back. But didn't we all grow up with SNL in the background?
All the time.
You know, the legendary actors that were on it back in the day. I mean, we've all grown up seeing that. That's a part that's kind of surprising. I do remember, though, one time having a conversation with my buddy Jeremy, who, after 20 years of service, just retired from the Milwaukee Police Department, incredible career. We were out years ago, and I asked Jeremy, I'm like, so, do you watch Cops? He looked at me, and he said, why would I want to, on my day off of work, sit and watch what I do every day at work? And that's when I realized, oh, yeah, that was a really dumb question.
Number 1.
All right, we've got to bring onto the show here Milena, who goes to Arrowhead High School. She's shadowing us this morning for a school project as we talk about this final clip. Milena has been on the show before. She is also known as Brewers Superfan Milena, which, Milena... It didn't go well.
No.
What do you mean it didn't go well? You beat the Cubs.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was great.
That was the only one, though. Huh?
Come on.
It all ended right after that. But we bring in Milena on because Milena's much younger than us. She's in high school. And we need to talk about 6'7". Take a listen to this montage that the Tonight Show put together of news anchors. Radar, probably sounding like you and I discussing
6'7". You know how the kids are doing the
6'7"?
6'7".
6'7".
6'7".
6'7".
6'7". 6'7".
6'7".
I still don't understand.
6'7".
Okay. And it's over.
Oh, good Lord.
Okay, Milena, 6'7", what are your thoughts?
Okay.
Well, what is it? It means like you're indifferent to something, like, ugh.
I mean, how I've heard it is like there was like some basketball meme of like a basketball player being 6'7", and then like that's how it started. I honestly have no idea. Like, the boys at my school are crazy to the point where like we've gotten my band teacher to go like 6'7", like in the middle of rehearsal. It's insane. Like, we will be like at measure, like, okay, he'll be like, okay, let's start at measure 66, but not 6'7". I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, it's crazy. I hear it every day, at least twice,
and
if
you,
not more.
You're over it.
Yes.
You don't think it makes any sense?
No. And there's like one, I'm good friends with this kid and he like just loves it to death. And he's like, it's never going to end. I'm like, but it has to at some point because like it's so annoying.
No, because it's so 6'7".
Like, it's just consistent. Like, if you would say it one time, that's fine. But like consistently doing it throughout the day, it's like, okay, it's getting a little annoying at this point.
See, and that's coming from the youth. Even the youth is saying this.
The youth is done with it. And on the other side of the studio, you're sitting there, you're about 6-7 feet away. That was really funny.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly, you know what, why it's outside not, of Cleveland, you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.